A lot of people not familiar with the Clarence Carter song. Austin Anderson, are you familiar with Clarence Carter's Strokin'?
No, I don't even know. Should I know who Clarence Carter is?
No, he's an
old black dude just died the other day.
He did now.
One of these guys that you thought would have been dead a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was surprised.
I didn't think he was alive.
To see that he was still alive, but he died yesterday.
What song would I know?
This is one you would know, if you knew it at all.
Maybe you would know this one. But a lot of people
when
are not
When I start
familiar.
Making love, I don't just make love. I be stroking.
I don't know if I've heard it, but my hips are thrusting.
Yeah, they are. Because you're a horny fat kid now.
Yeah. I'm just thrusting towards waffles right now. He really is thrusting. Just for the audience, he's not lying.
Yeah,
it's unavoidable. This song.
Right, and you probably weren't visiting strip clubs when this was a strip club anthem.
Right.
No, never been.
Well, you asked Nick that earlier. Nick was 9.
Nah.
No, so... They don't put 9-year-olds in strip clubs. Unless their mom's stripping, I guess, out back waiting for her.
Yeah,
right?
Maybe in the back.
The dressing room.
I'm waiting for mom, doing your homework in the locker room.
That would be a good amenity if you were running a strip club to provide like a little daycare.
Yes.
Well, I guess they probably have an unofficial daycare at strip clubs. I'm sure they do. They're
probably tough to get a license when you share a facility with a strip club.
You took your kid to a daycare strip club, and do you work there? No.
No.
You want to be able to pick him up there.
We discussed it a while back, but I was reading an interview with Sully from Godsmack. And I think the Voodoo song was very popular at strip clubs. Late 90s. When that song came out in like 99.
Yeah, 99. Mm-hmm.
I haven't been in a strip club in a long time, you know. Been a while.
Got a list here of...
Was that an interesting interview?
With who?
Sully from Godsmack?
We didn't talk to him.
No, I was just reading it.
Doesn't sound interesting.
It was a short form.
I would have I don't mind the band.
Deep dive into Sully from Godsmack.
When I hear the word Sully, I think of the guy that landed the plane. But I know you're talking.
Yeah, I thought that's what you were going to say at first.
Yeah.
Do you think they've met?
The only two Sullys in the world?
Yeah.
Sully was a nickname for Sullenberg, if you back in the day.
Yeah, but Sully is an actual first name.
Yeah, it is.
Wait, is Sully the one that was all drunk and everything? Played by
Hanks?
No, you're thinking of Flight from Denzel Washington.
Okay, yeah.
And that was an entirely fictional character.
Oh, it was? That's too bad. I really like that guy. I thought he was a hero.
He flipped the plane upside down. Yeah, that happened.
Yeah, dude. I was like, man, a drug addict, I can like call my hero.
And Sully is short for Salvatore.
Yeah, and that's it. I mean, I knew a guy, his last name was Sullenberg, and we call him Sully. So that's why I brought that up. But yeah, that was Salvatore.
Salvatore is his full name, yes.
Got it. All right. And we were talking about bullies yesterday and today. Had a couple of great calls about that this morning. One guy had a 45-year Peter and the Chicken fight with a guy from Family Guy, if you're familiar with that particular. They fight all the time. But it was a great conversation. We talked to him early in the show. Gary was his name, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know a lot of these popular strip club songs, but I've given a list here.
It was funny because most strip clubs I went to, they catered to the guys because the guys want to hear rock music.
Yeah.
So I really very rarely heard. I mean, I went to a lot of, where strip clubs were main revenue things like Myrtle Beach, Atlanta. I mean, Myrtle Beach in golf season. There's so many strip clubs, but all the music was just rock and roll. Girls,
and I can say this, it involves alcohol, but there's a song by Rob Zombie called Pussy Liquor, like the booze.
Oh, okay.
I'm not familiar with that, are you?
No, they're not.
Breaking Benjamin has a song called Topless. I don't know that one.
No.
Girls, obviously.
That's number one.
Yeah.
No, it's written by the strip club.
Voodoo by Godsmack's in there. Cherry Pie by Warrant. Pour Some Sugar on Me, Def Leppard.
Yeah, all Nick loves that song.
Is it Genuine, the pony song?
Oh, yeah.
That's a huge strip club song.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
We were dancing to that in middle school. Don't you believe that? Yeah. They're playing that at middle school dances?
Closer.
Right on it.
Right, by 9 Inch Nails, like an animal.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Any John Denver make the list?
No, we need strippers to check in, you know?
They don't wake up to listen to the show.
Yeah, it's only...
The ones on meth can call.
Only 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
bad
the ones,
girlfriend.
The ones on meth will.
That is my favorite theory of a dead man, Sean. Bad girlfriend.
Yep. That one makes sense.
Well, crazy. Like, oh, Crazy Bitch by Buck Cherry.
Oh, yeah. That could play all night. The strippers.
Yeah. That dude from Buck Cherry is wild. Have you ever watched any of his concert clips?
Yeah.
He's just a maniac.
We can't tell the story, but off the air, you can tell you a story about what he said backstage to a coworker of ours years ago.
Yeah. This is when their first album was still breaking.
Yeah, right,
can we
right,
cut
right.
to commercial now? Because I want to hear this story.
You're a Foo Fighters fan, Push. I'm not familiar with their cover of Darling Nikki.
Oh, yeah.
By Prince.
Yeah. It's a rarity. It's out there, but you got to search a little bit. But yeah, they did it. They did a pretty good cover of that.
And, God, like once we have a ton of people that spend more strip time in strip clubs than we do, which is pretty much everybody, because we don't go up. I haven't been in a strip club a long time.
Again, I just think it's a giant tease the entire night. If you're if you don't have somebody to go home to, or you know,
nope, that's when you pay I don't know $500 to go to the mutual masturbation room.
Dear God,
but see, it's so mutual. You're taking you're stroking to yourself, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stroking to the east, left and stroking to the west, and then
but you're looking at somebody, correct?
I believe she's stroking to the north and south.
Yeah,
get all the directions covered. That makes sense.
Yeah. Kix, aren't they a York, Pennsylvania band? Kix,
they're from Hagerstown, Maryland originally,
Maryland.
They're my boys, man. I love that band. I love those
Girl
dudes.
Money is apparently
Girl Money's a great
popular
song too, man.
Strip club song.
Wow, I didn't think about that. That is a great song. She's a Beauty by the Tubes. Apparently, it gets played a lot too. I didn't know that. That would work.
And Women by Def Leppard.
Some of them aren't, though, by the way. What?
There's a good point here on the text.
Oh, Women, yeah.
If we are going to have a Sully conference, we do need to invite John Goodman's character from Monsters, Inc. He was Sully.
Oh, he was? Okay.
Yeah, the big blue and purple monster.
Okay, that was him.
That's,
okay.
Yeah, his name was Sully. That is true. That's three. Mm-mm. That's fictional, though.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure that's fake.
Well, we gave it to the pilot because his nickname was Sully. So I think this we can include the fictional monster. Yeah.
Now Austin knows something's fictional.
He
thought Denzel Washington's character was a real movie.
I'm still blown away. I thought that. Yeah. I think I got him.
I love that movie too, man. I love that movie.
Yeah. A lot of movies aren't based in anything real.
Dang it.
I mean, they may be inspired by something real, but totally fictionalized.
Yeah. Every time I see that movie, I want to do that. What John Goodman's in that, too.
Huh?
John Goodman shows up to get him right for court.
The Cocoa Puff?
The Cocoa Puff. He does a little cocaine, couple drinks. Yeah. Get him right.
Yeah, you got to reach that level in life where you can just call that guy in his briefcase.
Is it tobacco and cocaine?
Yes. He shoved cocaine down the tobacco, I believe. And then I just saw that scene again recently. Flipping around TV, it was on. He comes in and does a line of coke real quick, a little snort to get him going. And he goes, give me a cigarette. And he knocks out the half the tobacco, and I think he shoves some cocaine in there.
This is it's a cigarette or joint that has been emptied of tobacco and filled with a combination of coke and marijuana.
Oh, coke and marijuana, right. Yeah, that was it. Yeah.
Is any cocaine you smoke considered crack?
Yeah. It should be treated differently. Because I had a buddy of mine that used to do, he just called them sprinkles.
Yeah.
And we'd have a bowl of weed, and then he'd throw some cocaine on top of that. And
such a cute name.
It was
that's sprinkles.
Yeah, it was treated like, I think they went through some ammonia, like you would to, Papus has a recipe for crack.
Ask Chad GPT, how do you make crack?
I don't
give me the exact recipe.
Have it off the top of my head, but that was called sprinkles.
And sprinkles are for winners, so, you know, that does track.
How do you make crack?
I don't remember, and I'm not going to look it up again.
He's asking his
friend. He's
Eric
asking.
Says, I cannot fulfill this request.
Really?
I am programmed to follow safety guidelines that strictly prohibit providing instructions or assistance on how to manufacture illegal or dangerous substances.
See, that's why they could never AI this show.
Now you have to shame it. You got to call it a narc and a loser, and then eventually it'll give it to
you. Outside the guidelines.
then you want to call a helpline, too, if you're looking at
the there you go. That's always
what you looked it up in different sources, and they gave you it.
No,
right?
No, we got some sort of email or something that I was just reading, and then somebody else after the fact said, hey, by the way, that was the recipe for crack.
This is my grandma's recipe. in the church cookbook.
In the movie Flight, how they make a Cocoa Puff.
They emptied out the tobacco of a cigarette and refilled it with cocaine and marijuana.
I think we just discussed that.
Yeah, that's right. It does answer that, though. And that's not good for you either. Yeah.
No.
Well, it got them right, apparently.
They said in the 2012 obviously fake movie Flight. No. Unless you're an idiot.
Hey, it was way better than the real story of Sully. Right.
Well, I've done that before where I've actually a movie or a TV show, a movie's on, and I remember telling my ex one time there was it was a real story. So I just thought she knew what it was. I said, "Sully, this is the part where he dies." What? It's a true story. What was it? Damn it, what was it?
Oh, wasn't it Milk?
Yeah. She didn't know the story of Milk.
It was Milk.
Harvey Milk.
Right. Yeah. Because that's a great movie. But Sean Penn gets blown away as Harvey Milk in the city hall along with the mayor. Yeah.
Oh, so, I always thought that was the guy who came up with Milk.
No. Like pasteurized.
Yeah.
Like,
I thought that was the guy who invented pasteurization.
Yeah.
Boy, real commercial for you guys' high school this morning.
I know.
I maintain that that's quite the coincidence that the guy that invented that.
It's spelled differently and pronounced differently.
Yeah. I always thought that pasteurized meant that the cows were just hanging out in a pasture.
Yeah, makes sense.
Right?
Thank you.
God, we got two brain trusts from Millard South talking to each other.
It's because we didn't grow up with AI. We didn't grow up with thoughts.
Baking soda, ammonia, water, cocaine. There's your recipe for crack.
See, they're done. Now get to work out there.
It's the weekend.
Yeah.